Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Kelly Ash, Research Associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the program, Kelly.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
So last week we were doing the first in a three-part series on the state of rural Minnesota, a report that you folks put together annually. And we were getting into a little bit of the population changes that go on in counties in rural Minnesota. And you were talking about the migration changes, whether it's a positive or negative migration change. And then the other piece was natural change, in other words, births versus deaths, and whether that comes out positive or negative. And I guess, can you dial in a little bit more on those kinds of figures and what that means for rural Minnesota?
What we're starting to see and what we're keeping an eye on in this on these changes is some major shifts in migration. And so it's no surprise that natural change is kind of the big thing that keeps a lot of our counties positive as they become more rural. And so our entirely rural counties actually see, you know, net loss in migration, but just very slight loss in natural change. So just a few more deaths than births. And then that switches as a county, you know, has a town in it or an urban area in it. And then you start to see more positive natural change. So more births than deaths to kind of counteract some of the migration changes that they might see in loss. So between 2000 and 2010, we would actually see some pretty good natural change and then some good migration change as a place becomes slightly more urban. But our entirely urban counties only saw a positive migration change of about 2,000 people each year as a group. Well, between 2010 and 2016, that's jumped to 10,000 people, and then all the other types of county groups are starting to see losses in migration. And what that means is we're looking at more people are shifting towards urban areas. And so that's something we're kind of keeping an eye on because that's a new shift and that's a new change for some of our smaller towns and even some of our economic centers that are used to seeing more positive migration changes. And so that's going to be something we're keeping an eye on. Another thing with population change is immigrant populations. There's a lot of conversations about immigrant populations and their impacts on rural areas. One thing to note is in 1970, our entirely urban counties, so our most urban areas, had about 3% of their population classified as non-white or Latino. By 2016, that has jumped to 22% of their population. In our rural areas, it's really around 2 to 3% in 1970, and that's really only gone up to 7% of our population. So very concentrated areas are seeing a bigger population of non-white or Latino, but most of rural Minnesota isn't seeing that. And where you do see that is kind of, I'm thinking like your Worthingtons, your Wilmers, your Stearns County, like St. Cloud, those types of regions are where you're seeing concentrations of immigrant populations. And why we keep an eye on that is because if you look at population projections going out to 2050, those are the counties that will continue to see positive population change, so continue to see population increases, whereas the rest of rural Minnesota will experience population declines through 2050.
If you're interested, listeners, the report is posted online at ruralmn.org. My guest has been Kelly Ash, Research Associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.